All right, ready to dive in. Today we're looking at precision marketing, specifically how location data is changing things up. Ever get that feeling where brands can like read your mind, like knowing what you need right when you need it?
Yeah, it's pretty freaky sometimes.
Well, we're going to break it all down. We'll see how Location IQ, that's a data solution from M1 Data and Analytics, is making that happen.
Right.
Basically, it uses anonymized location data to get consumer behavior and then create those super targeted ads you see, the ones that just appear on your phone.
Yeah, they can be pretty well timed.
Ready to see how this affects you directly?
Let's do it.
Let's jump in.
It's not magic, but it is fascinating. Location IQ uses something called geoframing, taking that location-based targeting to a whole new level.
Okay, so location-based targeting, sure, I've heard of that. But geoframing,
Right.
that sounds a lot more, I don't know, intense. What's the difference?
It's all in how precise it is.
Okay.
Regular location targeting might just use like your city or zip code, broad stuff.
Yeah.
Geoframing uses virtual fences around super specific spots. I'm talking like a single store, even a section inside a store.
Wow, that's insanely precise. So how does Location IQ even make these virtual fences? Like, what data is it using?
It gathers anonymized data from mobile devices,
Okay.
but it's more than just basic GPS stuff.
Uh-huh.
It looks at patterns of movement, like dwell time, to see how people interact with the locations. Like, say, it can tell the difference between someone just passing through a mall versus someone actively browsing, making purchases.
So it's not just where you are, but what you're actually doing there.
Right.
That's really insightful. But how does this actually benefit marketers? And more importantly, what's in it for us, the consumers?
One big benefit for marketers is engagement, like increased engagement.
Okay.
By figuring out consumer behavior, their preferences, brands can tailor their messaging to specific groups.
Yeah.
So you're way more likely to see ads that are actually relevant, things you're interested in, instead of just random stuff, you see things that actually fit your lifestyle, your needs.
So no more random junk clogging up my feed.
Exactly.
That's a huge win. But it feels like there's more to it than just getting rid of the irrelevant
Oh,
stuff.
absolutely. Location IQ allows for this level of personalization it goes way beyond just blocking bad ads.
Okay.
It helps people discover things they might never have found otherwise.
Interesting.
Imagine you're in a new city, walking around, and bam, your phone tells you about this amazing little bookstore tucked away on a side street.
Okay.
And it happens to be a bookstore that has exactly the kind of books you love.
Wow.
That's Location IQ at work.
That's pretty cool, like having a personal guide who knows exactly what you like. So how does Location IQ even do that? Is it checking my browsing history, my social media?
That's a pretty common misconception, actually.
Yeah.
Location IQ only uses anonymized location data.
Okay.
It doesn't track your online stuff or build a profile based on your personal info.
Hmm.
It's purely about understanding those patterns of movement in the real world.
So they're building a map of consumer behavior based on our like physical moves, not our online tracks.
That's right.
That's a crucial difference. Okay, so let's switch over to the business side of things. We talked about engagement, but what does this mean in terms of, actual results for companies?
So think of it this way. By understanding where their audience is, what they're doing, businesses can make their marketing more efficient.
Right.
They can reach the right people at the right time.
Hmm.
Instead of wasting money on broad campaigns that might not even work, they focus on targeted stuff, stuff more likely to lead to actual sales.
So it's maximizing efficiency, getting the most out of their marketing spend.
Exactly.
I can see why businesses would be all over this. But let's get into some real-world examples. How's the Location IQ actually being used out there in different industries?
Well, we could talk for hours about all the ways Location IQ is being used,
Yeah, probably.
but let's focus on a few key industries just to give you an idea of how versatile it is.
Sounds good. Let's start with something everyone can relate to, like retail. How is Location IQ changing things up for shoppers and stores?
So picture this. You're walking by your favorite coffee shop, and suddenly you get a notification on your phone, right? Like an offer, a really good one for buy one, get one latte.
Okay, yeah, I'd probably be pretty tempted.
Right. That's Location IQ at work. Retailers are using this to pull nearby customers in, those timely promotions, right?
So it's not just like a generic ad. It's that perfect timing, that right place, right time thing. Almost feels like luck.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Delivering value to the customer, driving sales for the business, win-win.
Right.
And it goes way beyond individual stores, too. You can use Location IQ to analyze whole shopping malls, like foot traffic patterns.
Oh, wow.
Help retailers understand how people move, you know, optimize layouts, where they put products.
That's smart, taking out the guesswork, using data to make it a better experience, more intuitive for shoppers.
Precisely. Okay, let's jump to tourism now. Remember that bookstore example? Hidden gem, new city.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning of what Location IQ can do for travel. Tourism boards, travel agencies, they're using this to create personalized trips.
Oh, wow.
Recommend local stuff. Even guide tourists to less known places. Ones that really fit their interests.
So it's like the super personalized travel guide, knows what you want, and helps you find those off-the-beaten-path things.
You got it. Creating a much richer travel experience.
Yeah.
And it's not just for vacation either. Mm-hmm. Think about business trips, people who need to get the most out of a short trip.
Right.
Location IQ can help them find the best restaurants, networking events, even those co-working spaces, all geared towards their specific industry, what they like.
Wow, I'm starting to see how this could work for, like, anything where location matters. Okay, but let's bring it closer to home, like healthcare. How is Location IQ changing how we manage our health?
Oh, the healthcare industry is changing big time, and tech is a huge part of that.
Yeah.
Location IQ is right at the front of this shift, helping healthcare providers connect with patients in new ways. Imagine a hospital using it to send reminders, targeted ones, about appointments, or giving health tips based on where you are and how you live.
That's great. Using tech to be more proactive with healthcare, focused on the patient.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just hospitals. Mm-hmm. Think fitness centers, wellness brands, even pharmaceutical companies. They're all using Location IQ to reach those health-conscious people, give them tailored info and services.
Okay.
Like, imagine getting a notification about a free yoga class in your neighborhood park, or a reminder to refill your prescription when you're near the pharmacy.
Makes it way easier to think about your health, fitting it into your daily routine.
Right. And we can't forget about how Location IQ can help with public health stuff. Think about tracking diseases or targeting health campaigns to specific areas. Huge potential there.
Yeah, really powerful stuff. Okay, so we've done retail, tourism, healthcare. Is there anything Location IQ hasn't touched?
Well, I think it's fair to say that any industry where understanding consumer behavior and where people are is important, they can all benefit from Location IQ. We talked about real estate a bit earlier. Let's dig a little deeper into how it's shaking things up for buyers and sellers.
I'm definitely interested, always been fascinated by real estate. Curious how location data is changing the game there.
Think about how buying a house usually works,
right?
Lots of guessing, searching for ages, missing out on places that might have been perfect.
Yeah, definitely.
Location IQ makes all that way smoother, connects buyers with properties that fit their lifestyle, what they actually want. Like, imagine getting a notification as soon as a new listing pops up in that neighborhood you've always dreamed of.
Wow.
A listing that checks all your boxes, price, size, the whole deal.
That would be a dream for anyone looking to buy. No more scrolling through endless listings that just aren't right.
Right. And it's not just finding the right place. Location IQ can help you understand the neighborhood, too. Schools, crime rates, stuff like that. Even the local feel, the vibe.
So it's like a virtual guide to the area, helps you make a smart decision about where to live.
You got it. And from the seller's side, Location IQ can help them find the right buyers, the ones most likely to buy, making the whole process faster and more successful.
Sounds like everyone wins with Location IQ in real estate. But like with any powerful tech, there are always questions about how it's being used, you know, crossing those ethical lines.
You're absolutely right. And those conversations are super important. We got to make sure Location IQ is used responsibly, that people understand how their data is collected, how it's used.
Yeah, transparency and trust are essential when it comes to any tech that involves our personal information. But I think it's important to remember that Location IQ is a tool at the end of the day.
Hmm.
Like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
I agree. It's up to us as consumers and as a society to decide how this technology is used. We have to make sure it benefits everyone.
Well said. This whole conversation has really opened my eyes to what Location IQ can do, but it's also made me think about those big questions, data privacy, the ethics of all this personalization.
And that's what a deep dive like this is all about, exploring all sides, getting a better understanding.
Exactly. And I think it's time to bring our listeners into this. We've shared a lot, and now we want to hear what you all think.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Location IQ and the future of this whole precision marketing thing?
Yeah.
Does it excite you, worry you? We've gone through a lot today, how Location IQ is being used in all these different areas, retail, tourism, healthcare, even real estate. But at the end of the day, what matters is how you feel about this tech.
Yeah.
Like, does it excite you, all this hyper-personalized stuff?
Mm.
Or does it kind of, I don't know, creep you out? What about the data privacy stuff, the potential for, I don't know, maybe even manipulation?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? We've seen how it can make our lives easier, finding cool new places, getting those health reminders. But it's hard to shake that feeling of being watched, like our every move is being analyzed, put into a category.
Oh, yeah, totally understand that. It's a valid concern, for sure. The power of this technology, it's all about predicting our needs, right? But with that power comes responsibility. It needs to be used ethically, transparently.
Right. People need to know how their data is being used and have the option to say no if they don't feel comfortable with it. We can't just like blindly accept the convenience without knowing what we're giving up.
Absolutely. It has to be a two-way street. Companies need to be open about how they're using data to give people more control. And we, as consumers, need to be more aware of the data we're creating, you know, making smart choices about the services we use.
It's about finding that balance, personalization and privacy. And this is a conversation we all need to have, tech companies, policymakers, and especially us, the consumers, because it's our data that's at the center of all this.
Right. So, listeners, we want to hear from you. What are you thinking about Location IQ and this whole precision marketing thing? Are you excited? Are you worried?
We've shared our thoughts, but now it's your turn. Let's open up this discussion, you know, explore this whole thing together.
There's no right or wrong here. This isn't about judging or taking sides. It's about understanding better and talking it through so we can all be more informed, make better choices.
Yeah, totally agree. So let's get those wheels turning. What sticks out to you? What worries you? What questions do you have? This is your time to chime in, be part of this.
We're listening.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Location IQ and the world of precision marketing. Hopefully this has given you a fresh look at how location data is shaping our experiences, both online and in real life.
Yeah, we've seen how this tech can make things better in so many ways, but we've also seen those big questions about privacy, the ethics of it all.
It's a complex area, lots of potential, lots of challenges, and we'll definitely keep exploring it as technology keeps changing and as we learn more about what it all means.
But for now, we'll leave you with this. The future of data, it's not set in stone. It's something we all shape by the choices we make, by speaking up. So stay informed, stay involved, and let's work together to build a future where tech helps us, not the other way around.
Absolutely. Until next time, keep thinking, keep questioning.